Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Panhandlers, you may see them in your downtown area, but in Michigan, the law is that you're not allowed to beg in public places. And now the ACLU of Michigan is filing a lawsuit against the city of Grand Rapids, challenging this law. To talk about the case, I'm joined by Miriam Aukerman. She's an ACLU West Michigan Region staff attorney who's leading the case. Thank you for joining me, Miriam.
Great to be here.
There's definitely something disconcerting about going downtown, whether it's here in Lansing or any other city here in Michigan, for the evening, and being repeatedly approached by panhandlers for money. The experience can be downright unpleasant sometimes. What's wrong with the law that helps avoid this kind of harassment?
Well, it depends on what the law is. There's what we're challenging is restrictions on peaceful panhandling. If someone's aggressive, if someone is harassing you, that can be made a criminal offense. There's laws that prevent, you know, unwanted touching, harassment, trespassing, those kinds of things. But what we're concerned about is people who are peacefully holding up a sign saying, I'm hungry, I need a job. Someone who simply comes up and says, can you spare some change, or sitting on a bench as you walk by and says, do you have something that I could eat? That kind of thing. That's what we're concerned about.
That's two very different perspectives on it, because certainly there is that part of panhandling, but sometimes it can be a very foggy line between someone who's just sitting there on the sidewalk asking for money and then, you know, becoming a little more aggressive and asking for money. What's unconstitutional, though, about the law itself?
Well, asking someone for help is a form of free speech. If you're a Salvation Army bell ringer and you're standing and ringing a bell and asking for a donation, or if you're a fireman standing holding out a boot asking for change for donations from passersby, or if you're a high school football team raising money and requesting donations, all of those things are ways to ask for money. And we don't, in our country, we treat everybody equally. We don't say, well, you're poor, you're not allowed to ask for money. What this does is criminalize poor people simply because they're poor.
I know the ACLU is specifically concerned about panhandlers being jailed, but aren't these types of situations when a person is a serious or maybe a public nuisance, isn't this really the only type of deterrent when you're talking about someone that really has no financial options to, let's say, paying a fine?
Well, I think what we're concerned about is making sure that they're compassionate solutions to homelessness. Jail is not an answer to poverty. What we need are services. What we need is stable and permanent housing for people. That's the kind of solutions that we should have. And it's really unfortunate when we're jailing people, we're spending money, and we estimated that in Grand Rapids in the last couple of years, $60,000 has been spent on jailing people. And that doesn't count law enforcement time or prosecutor time or judicial time in processing these cases. That's just the cost of jailing folks. And that money is much better spent on providing long-term solutions to homelessness and compassionate solutions that recognize the really real economic problems that people face.
I'm talking to Miriam Aukerman. She's an ACLU West Michigan Region staff attorney. And we're talking about the ACLU's lawsuit against Michigan's panhandling in public places law, which prohibits doing so. Now, you've targeted the city of Grand Rapids in the suit. Why is that? Are they particularly aggressive in jailing panhandlers?
Well, we had heard reports that there was stepped-up enforcement against homeless people, and we did a Freedom of Information Act request. And we're really just shocked to find out that 399 people have been arrested in less than 3.5 years under this statute. By comparison, we had looked at Royal Oak a while back, and I think it was 13 or 14 people. So it's really a tremendous number of people who are being impacted by this kind of enforcement. And so we're challenging the law as unconstitutional across the state. I mean, it's a state law. If it's held unconstitutional, that would apply elsewhere. But we're particularly concerned about enforcement in Grand Rapids because we know that the statute is being very aggressively enforced here.
This can't be the only such law in the country. How have other states handled these anti-panhandling laws?
Well, that's a good question. Similar laws have been struck down repeatedly by the courts. New York, California, Massachusetts, Illinois, Florida have all had similar laws or ordinances making all panhandling a crime. And those laws have every single time been struck down by the courts because they are an infringement on free speech. Now, courts have looked at more tailored laws that, for example, say that you can't have aggressive panhandling, or that you can't panhandle right next to an ATM machine, and they said that's okay. And we don't, you know, at the ACLU, we don't object to having tailored restrictions that make sense. What we're concerned about is saying you're allowed to hold up a sign that says "Fight hunger in Africa," but you're not allowed to hold up a sign that says "I'm hungry."
So this is the first time Michigan's law has been challenged this way.
This is the first time that Michigan statute has been challenged. There have been challenges or issues raised around local ordinances because many municipalities in Michigan don't actually enforce the state statute. They recognize that it's unconstitutional, and they've adopted ordinances that are constitutional, but Grand Rapids enforces the state statute.
You know, when I think of panhandlers and my experience with them, it's really, I mean, certainly you're talking about people by the highway asking for money. That's with a sign. That's one thing. But from what I've seen, you know, if you go downtown, these panhandlers, some of them have essentially developed a career in the field of begging. I mean, they are first, they're very familiar, and they pretty much will hit up almost every person that walks by them. Isn't there some protection the public should have against these types of individuals that repeatedly approach us for money, even though they might not be necessarily aggressive?
Well, I think the line really is about aggressiveness, and it's about where that occurs. I mean, certainly, you know, people have the right to come up to you and say, will you sign a petition, you know, will you sign my prayer pledge, whatever it is. And people also have a right to come up to you and ask for money. Now, they don't have the right to harass you and bother you, but they do have the right to request assistance. And that's when it becomes harassment, that's when it crosses the line.
And so what's going to likely happen then? Let's say the law is found to be unconstitutional. Would legislators then have to refine the law and specify that harassment needs to be involved, or basically give it more dimension than it currently has?
Well, I think there's a couple of options. I mean, I'm confident the law will be struck down because it is very clearly unconstitutional. But in terms of going forward, I think either the legislature or local municipalities can adopt ordinances or adopt a more tailored statute. Or we can also simply enforce existing laws that address things like trespassing, stalking, harassment, fraud, those kinds of things. So to the extent that folks cross the line when they're doing this, that there's already ways to address that. One of the things I just wanted to point out is that in a large number of the cases that we looked at, you mentioned the difference between signs and sort of coming up to people. In a very large percentage of the cases that we looked at, folks were simply holding up signs. It was something like 38%, I believe, of the folks were just holding up signs.
And you're talking about people that this must have been repeated, though, right? I mean, I can't imagine law enforcement was jailing people because of a single incident, right?
Well, we do see cases over a single incident. There are certainly people. We did a spreadsheet and looked at all the cases, and there's some people who came up repeatedly, but there are also people who only came up once. I talked to a guy who said, you know, I went out, my home was in foreclosure, and I was just desperate, and I didn't know what else to do. And so I went out and held up a sign, and I got arrested. So there's a real spectrum of folks who are out there asking for assistance. One of the things that also struck us is just the way in which the number of arrests has increased over time in the last couple of years. We know that Michigan is going through really difficult economic times, and lots of people are really hit by that. And we're seeing an increase in homelessness and in poverty. Census data that came out yesterday shows that there's been a substantial increase in poverty in Michigan. 1 in 6 people live below the poverty line, and there are a lot of people out there. Sure, there are people out there who do this routinely, but there are also people out there who who really are desperate, who really need the help, mm-hmm. or who may, you know, frankly, like one of our clients, he was just asking for change for bus fare. He says, you know, I hate to do this. I hate to do this, but every once in a while I'm really stuck, and I needed to get home, and I was just asking for change for the bus.
Miriam Aukerman, she is an ACLU West Michigan Region staff attorney. Thank you very much for joining me.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Coming